Welcome back to the spinner rack, all of you new you maniacs, aka new uniphiles, here at the Marvel New Universe Comics Podcast, the voice of the new universe. We're your hosts,
Andy and
Steven.
feel like something's missing from that part, but I can't quite place it.
We, instead of all the assignments for the week, we're going to rotate off and go through season 5 recap show. 150 weeks of publishing, somehow 160 weeks of podcasting, 121 episodes, and 174 books in.
Oof.
We estimate about 4,360 pages of material. And that's just a rough estimate.
I think we are now the champions of the new universe. Come at it.
I was gonna give ourselves a perhaps a master's degree in new universology. Perhaps just an associate's degree. I don't. We
Yeah.
will be recapping issues 26 to 32 for you in this episode and working on our thesis. There wasn't a hard end to the second year publishing, like, annuals or anything. So we split the last year books into two seasons of 7 issues each. This started just after the second anniversary of the books and brought us all the way to the end, which was before they had a third anniversary.
Right. And this time around, no new cancellation. So all the series managed to make it until, the big cancellation. No new series really, unless you consider the war. But yeah, the books continued steadily with almost no changes in creative teams. At least the writers stuck around and finished with another prestige format book. But this time it was a whole mini series. Four prestige format books.
Yeah, I guess we ended the first couple with a draft. Yeah, maybe that was in the middle of last season. Season 3 must have ended with the pit.
Right.
So when they started putting out the books one at a time, we were finally able to keep up with the release schedule more or less. So we've been sort of on an anniversary release schedule for the last few months. And for now, we will take a quick tour through the continued books as we prepare to talk about next week, the entire New Universe recap show.
Yeah.
12 hours of no.
Never ending. I mean, we could do like a clip show, go back into our old episodes and find all those funny moments.
I listened to the last few seconds and I can't even understand the jokes anymore. I don't know what they mean. What is he talking about?
We've totally lost it. Inside jokes that we're not even inside anymore. So the last sort of quarter of the new universe, right, our phase 4 to phase 5, things did kind of change a little bit in some of the series as we went. And I don't know, what would you say were the key differences, right? So like between the run up to the end and then kind of the last run of the end of books.
Well, I remember being pretty optimistic at the end of season 4. Things were firing pretty well, and the books, were involved in storylines that seemed to be going somewhere. I
Yeah,
was
it seemed
fairly
like there was a
optimistic.
good direction for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Except Starman. But anyway.
Right.
So we had predictions. We had like, I wonder where this is going. I wonder what's going to happen to that.
Right. The draft and the pit were finally like solidified, like these things happened and everybody's talking about them. So like certainly some sort of big related storyline would come about.
Some overarching theme and Uber story seemed to be developing. The war was a real big question mark to us all the way along because there was some, feeling of, I wonder if they wanted to start that earlier.
Yeah.
Is this really going to be
They
an
seem to be
appropriate
setting it
end?
up in the And then the backups and in some of the more prescient issues, like the DP7 would kind of mention it and Psi-Force a little bit, but yeah. I think it's a safe bet that it was supposed to be not the end, and so it would have been like a crossover type event, but didn't happen.
Yeah, it works in ways that we didn't expect, but it didn't even attempt to do some of the things that we might have wanted. If you'd have said, what would a final crossover series for the new you look like? Oh, I don't know, DP7 and Psi-Force get together, and I guess they fight Voight or Rod Stvau again or something.
And it seemed like they wanted to do like like the universe has really changed, after the pit, like they moved the White House until they forgot that they moved the White House. And, New York City was all smoky and people were moving out and the paranormals were moving in, kind of like, so like the East Coast was kind of ruined in the United States, which set off all this like war tension stuff. Though maybe really only covered in DP7, like the other comics didn't really reflect that too much. Maybe a touch at the end in Justice, where the paranormals, where he kind of ended up in New York, but they were
Yeah.
building that, but maybe didn't quite finish it off, the idea.
Yeah, moving to New York was a big part of it all. I went back at one point and I'm not sure where I wrote it down, but if you look at where the series all start, it's a, Wisconsin, Boston, Far Plain, I don't know what that
Yeah,
is.
DC,
DC, I mean, things are at least all over the place or trying to be.
San
And
Francisco, yeah.
we end up, everyone's moving to New York, which is now worse than ever.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem with having all of your Marvel writers in New York, I guess,
It
right?
really, like, there's parts of the new universe that they struck off away from the Marvel universe, purposefully. And there's things that they attached to, ideas and such, but there's things that just had the gravitational field all their own. And New York City, I guess, is one of them. So
Yeah, they
I
didn't
think.
even need it necessarily. Like, if they wanted to bring all their characters together in some way, then the draft kind of would accomplish that, but
Yeah, there's some of the things that happened in the war, they could have spaced out, but as it was, they either changed their mind or rewrote it enough that it doesn't really fit comfortably, right on the tail of the draft.
yeah.
So, okay.
Honestly, if they had just used Starbrand story, the bi-monthly, to, do the world building, then I think that would have went a long way, right? Especially because you wouldn't be missing anything by not getting the stories that they gave us in Starbrand. But, if that was
Looking
sort
over
of
the backup stories, you had definitely said this isn't as valuable as it could be, and that's also the case. Yeah, they had an entire bi-monthly title and all these backup stories that they could have done more directed world building with, and yet not. So I don't know. So at the end of season four, we're in, good spirits, and it seemed like the writers and artists are also doing, good to decent work through the series. We're not really sure when everyone, got the memo that it wasn't going to work out. 27, 28, something like that.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, and then they get told, and then they write their, they still have a few months of stories left. So it becomes, I don't know, last three or four issues. They at least they have the time to try to wrap things and make a, okay, we'll just let it stop here kind of. Some more successful than others, but that's appreciated more than like, whoops, next month just nothing shows up. But
Yeah,
it
which
also
happened a
overshadows
lot
things a
in
bit.
comics.
Yeah. There you can definitely tell though, like suddenly a decent artist is switched out for someone who just kind of keeps the seat warm for a couple months, things like that.
Yeah. Or I guess like, once you bring in Rodney Ramos, you know that your series is over. That's his thing.
It's like a an
That's
old
probably
horror movie where this like pendulum is an axe and it's gonna cut you. It's like you're just waiting for it to fall on you.
that's gotta have been the single most memorable thing in any of those little like profiles at the end of the comic, is like him talking about how he's always at the end of a series and then like yep, we know Rodney.
They call
You're
me the
killing
Dark
Cyphors.
Shadow, the Executioner. Yeah, I don't know. I think they kept their spirits up, but yeah, the limitations of the new universe became apparent when, even these few titles had to call it a day and wrap what they could up and leave tons of strings hanging all over the place. My goodness. But
Any favorite moments? You want to go series by series?
okay, let's try that. You want to start with Justice? Well,
Just
I know I'm alone on this, but that quill killing in the cemetery.
Yep.
Oh my God, I will never forget this. Don't argue with me. Quill versus Angela will go down in the new U lore. As I'm just giving Andy a hard time because he wrote his down first. No, that was an awesome issue. The resolution to, I don't know, a good half year's worth of issues to put out there. Angela finally becoming something, and this very touch of horror. That was a vertigo vibe to it, which I said 100 times, I think, in that episode.
Perhaps. I never
So
listened to it, so I don't know.
I was totally charmed by that.
You agree with me on that one, or you have your own thought on the best moment of the end of Justice? Let's think
I'm
of
trying to
one.
think. Let's see, do I have another good moment in that?
I'd be surprised if you did. I feel like that's the tops.
Honestly, yeah, there were things I liked sometimes. I kind of liked, I don't know. Maybe the last thing I liked was him sort of dressing down Psi-Force. Him in Psi-Force was like a real kind of mismatch, I felt.
Yeah.
It was a good
Well,
idea, but that didn't. We'll get to in a second.
yeah, you're cheating that into that should belongs in the discussion of the end of Justice, not your favorite moments, right? You can't
Yeah, I don't
complain
know.
about the story part during the favorite moments segment.
Okay. I'm just trying to think, was there like a moment in that where I really liked him kind of,
Yeah,
dressing the kids down?
I'm thinking if there was, you would have came up with it
It
easily.
would have been very clear in my mind, wouldn't it? Okay.
But
It certainly wasn't all the Rudy making jokes.
oh, all right, you're breaking the rule again.
Oh, sorry.
All
Okay.
right, since you're gonna like steal all of my things that I wrote down on the public forum, then I guess I'll just go first with Psi-Force. I did struggle a little bit coming up with a favorite moment in this last batch of Psi-Force, and I was tempted to say the connecting covers, but which I did enjoy quite a bit. Although I didn't like the book that much, that part where Rodsvow is sort of narrating, totally losing his humanity and going insane. So like they were fighting him, and like once they once he burned up all of his human parts and then they started to break his containment, there was like nothing left of the man and just this like angry energy. And I thought that part was done really well. So that would have been a nice ending, almost.
It's a good one. I think the Rothschild rematch was memorable. I was going to say I actually like the Andrew Chaser special issue 26,
Really?
and I like that sort of powerless guy, and spy action. I think the moment of where the leaker got shot sort of stayed with me. But we love the leaker, so but
Yeah, he's good at leaking.
he's leaking now. Anyway.
All right. So I'd be waiting for that Chaser biography of Cyforce to come out through. Starbrand, we only got a couple issues of Starbrand. Did you have a top moment in that one?
I really did like the Voight versus Wilford Brimley fight, and the part where Brimley is like, "You may have all the powers, but my power is the source of all those powers." So, scissors beats paper, I guess. I don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah. Then they sort of melt at each other, but one is unkillable. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I there wasn't much to love, honestly, but I did like the way it ended. I was 100% convinced I wouldn't, but the whole idea of the time loop was, and although
You saw my diagrams. I have so many problems with this one.
I mean, it doesn't, they didn't sell it that well, but the idea like this is the end of the new universe and then it kind of starts back at the beginning, just hit me in the right spot of like, all right, I'm gonna go back and read issue one, right? Time loop. So I thought that was kind of cool. And like breaking the fourth wall kind of thing, even if that wasn't quite what they intended.
Yeah, I liked your idea on that, which sort of contrary to my own take on it, but it does give you a good meta narrative, perhaps.
Yeah, I couldn't give any cred to anything with Wilford Brimley in it.
Well,
But
Roger shows up in the last issue, and if there's anyone I never want to see again.
so the super team of Roger and Captain Manhattan is not going to be number one on your list.
Oh my goodness. Let me write that down for my fan fiction later.
I kind of struggled to come up with a good one for DP7. Like the comics were always good, but like, was there one like key moment that stood out? I'm not 100% sure.
I think like the first thing that came to mind was Steph and Chuck, like their final sort of showdown when she's
She's chasing him in
on
the
the
car like the
car. Yeah,
Terminator is.
exactly. That was good. Like he's he always had some good moments when he left her a note. I think the issue before that note, I was gonna get a tattoo of that. It was great. But yeah, she and this weird love hate thing where she's trying to kill him or maybe save him or maybe both. And you actually, it's funny, like the very there's like a beautiful like panel homage, like within where she's pulling out Chuck, and then like a page or two later I think Dave is pulling Randy out of the pit or something.
Okay.
It all sort of added up really nicely then.
Gonna have to go back and look for that one then. Yeah, I guess if I'm forced to pick one, the Family story was pretty cool. Although, questioned why they put those poor girls on the suicide mission. Just having them try it out, like Lenore disappearing slash dying, just the whole thing was pretty cool and kind of well done.
I think that was a good like all action issue. Like looking through it,
Right.
I was actually impressed. Stephanie, yeah, she's like Linda Hamilton in the Terminator, just
Right.
totally steps up and but is like bossified by the end.
Knocking
And
down trees and
Jenny is been like that for a while, so so good.
Right. Commando Jenny.
When you say Chrome Unleashed, do you mean where she like takes off her clothes to start a fight? Because that's one of my favorite moments, but I'm not
Yes.
sure I wanted to memorize that.
Just did.
Okay.
That
Well,
was pretty
those
funny.
commit once those commissions come in. I mean, anyway, when we move on to the war, which we finished up with, the war had some nice art that the like coloring was much more advanced than the than everything else from the new you.
Right.
It's a good moment. Yeah, what did I have? I had actually when Pitbull calls them all out for not noticing the racism in South Africa.
That was a nice moment.
I mean, I know you're all Andy and everyone else is like, wow, that's when the war went woke. And I just stopped listening to that. But there was something about that where it was part of Pitbull, he'd been either crazy or a bully or a cannibal for most of his appearances. And at this point, he, that was like a normal moment. And then it sort of continued from there to where like, maybe, he's not all bad, he's got a moment there.
All
What
right.
about you?
Well, seeing as how you judged my Chrome one, I guess I will stick with I really like that splash page, Jack Magna Conti like punching out the alligator, kind of mid scene. So, I mean
That's
the whole story, like story moment wise, nothing grabbed me that hard. But like that was cool. Finally, they get some competence out of one of our Kickers Inc. guys, kind of doing something cool. So I thought that was nice.
yeah, that's a good classic, splash page Kirby, energy coming out of that thing.
Yeah, why not, right? All right.
Great.
Shall we move on to the Psi-Force?
Let's all talk about Psi-Force.
Psi-Force. So in this grouping, we did issues 26 to 32. Psi-Force, of course, is Wayne, maybe Tyrone, Thomas, Lindsay, Johnny, and sometimes Kathy, are paranormals who endured constant harassment from various political and corporate organizations intent on using their powers for corporate gain. But then they finally sold out to one. So, I mean, guess if you can't beat him, join him, I suppose, was the intent there. So the
Captain
previous season.
America joined Hydra in the end? I never
What?
saw that coming. Okay,
Our
okay.
previous runs involved the team getting split up, coming back together, breaking some members out of the draft. Tyrone never really recovered out of the hospital, so just his spirit was flying around. And then the previous season ended with the big Rods to Vow Psi-Hawk fight, where everybody kind of disappeared afterwards. Then we got the Andrew Chaser issue 26, the one that only you enjoyed. I'm sure somebody else did. I don't know. Talking and
Yeah,
talking
there's
and
a yeah, go ahead.
yeah. And then from there into the Siberian Project. So that was the big multi-part run where we finally got like a part one, part two on the cover, which was kind of fun and exciting. Even crossed over with Justice. But yeah, 27 was Siberian Project Part One, introducing Heat Seeker, which I guess was Johnny Doe. But yeah, so Thomas woke up first. Thomas and Kathy, Tyrone was, I'm sorry, not Tyrone. Wayne was in a coma, but sort of mentally commanding everybody. And, it turned out the Russians just mostly wanted to, train Psi-Force and kind of bring them into the fold. They kind of sort of imprisoned them, but kind of sort of left them free in a, like, you're trapped in Xavier's mansion type situation, as far as it went.
Yeah, they weren't any more prisoners than the Russian paranormals, it seemed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
Yeah,
really.
it's hard to remember, Soviet Russia was considered, oppressive at the time here. So it
Yeah.
was you would say if you're in Russia, well, of course you're being in a prison, and the guards are marching you around everywhere and watching you on cameras and all that, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah.
But yeah, 27 was kind of the introduction of the Thomas and Johnny bromance slash big brother, little brother relationship.
Yeah, looking back on it, the Johnny didn't look exactly like Lindsay in the first issue, but as it developed, boy, were they indistinguishable.
All right, so 28 then is sort of the Kathy issue. I guess part of Siberian Project, everybody sort of gets an issue. And this is a one where I suppose Kathy kind of cements herself as like a badass, more or less, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, she starts off being kind of bullied and again the raw end of it from the Red Sun crew, and Serge Vladimirov is there again,
Yeah.
and she sort of builds in anger and until she finally faces them both down and has a big confrontation and comes out the winner. Yeah, she goes from, I'm not sure if she was shrinking Violet before, but she definitely, after this point, she was a little bit more, I don't know, proactive, trigger happy, something. Anyway.
Yeah, and then she kind of like took charge and took control of the Siberian Project to a degree after kind of taking out Serge by breaking his jaw and hands with their psychic powers, which is something you don't see with the like ESP too much out of comics in the big two, right? Like, I'm just gonna break your bones. I suppose that's a little
Yeah.
more direct.
So yes, that was I think, yeah, Kathy and Lindsay were both kind of still out of it for the first issue. So that was the Thomas issue. And then so Lindsay Kathy's up and around, and Lindsay is kind of getting around, and she starts making contact with the Russian guy Silatochka and telling him, to help them out or something. So
Yeah.
all of that starts out slowly through 28.
Right. Till you get to issue 29, Siberian Project Part 3, The Hero Killing,
It's
which
still a mystery to me whether
doesn't
they meant
really.
that the hero was killed or the hero is killing someone.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, who's the hero even at that rate, though? It's kind of confusing.
If
This is
yeah,
where.
Potiphar's the hero because he's on the cover and he's killing someone.
Yeah.
I got a problem with you there, with it, but
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of a dud of a cover just because it gives away a death of I suppose a minor character, but still like an important character. Just having that Silatochka dead on the front cover is like, okay, I guess I know what's happening in this one. But yeah, this
It's weird to like develop a character as like the sympathetic one, you know what I mean?
right.
And then whatever. I don't know. Is
Yeah.
that part of the magic of fiction? You build something up just to knock it down? I don't know.
Yeah. It wasn't enough of a build up for me to feel bad about him, I suppose, but it could have done something more interesting if he was like a defector, since we got Johnny as the defector more or less, but he's not very communicative, so it
Yeah,
doesn't really mean much.
I'll be honest, looking it over, we're thinking about it, the The backstory on everyone at the Siberian Project is that they're taken away from their family and they're not happy and their powers ruin their lives. Zilotochka tells Lindsay that. Rostvao, we see that from another thing. The Yak woman, she like, killed them or something. And the whatever, the leader, we never really got much else out of. But, if, come on, everyone's backstory is the same, then what's that? You know what I mean?
It's communism, man. Everybody gets the same stuff,
It's,
right? Like,
I guess.
we spin the wheel of backstory, but like every spot is the same backstory. So it's very egalitarian. Oh, but yeah, so 29, this is where the justice shows up, right? So the Medusa Web strike team hits the Siberian Project, even though I guess they didn't really need rescuing in the end. They were kind of taking over a little bit by the end there. We get some foreshadowing of Rostvao kind of coming out and being a threat again. But yeah, it's mostly just like killing a bunch of Russian guards throughout the series. Potifar, of course, kills the one Red Star guy. Just a lot of killing, a lot of explosions. Not too much advancing of the story, but it's kind of setting up the showdown between the escaped Medusa Web and Psi-Force and Justice Squad and what's left of the Russians, right?
Yeah, it was they just sort of cut to the chase with the getting into Russia, and we'll touch on Justice's how he got involved with this, I guess, in his part. But the yeah, so the different stages of the fight are Medusa Web attacks the Siberian Project, then that's all sort of taken care of in one issue, I guess. There's a couple of transport helicopters, and they take off by the end. And I think they tell the Red Sun guys to chase them or something. So, so step one is just Medusa Web versus plus Justice versus the Russian guards, basically. And yeah, you start getting one of the first signs of like. Well, we have a strict honor code against killing, but well, they're Russian, so you know, psh, 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 psh.
They're not even like faceless goons, they're not like wearing like the helmets that obscure their face or like gas masks or anything like that. It's like just straight up killing these guys. They honestly could have maybe talked their way in. Just like, all right, we'll take these rascals off your hands. They seem to be causing lot no end of trouble for you.
The ransom of Red Chief or whatever that story is. The yeah, Serge Vladimirov is like calling them himself. Could you guys yeah, I'm a defector. Look, I've got some paranormals here, you guys. Send
Time
some
to pick up your
transport.
kids. They're wrecking the
Exactly. And Rostvao is waking up slowly. I don't know what his deal was, but yeah, he's not exactly front and center for those first few issues. So even the rest of the Siberian Project is avoiding him or afraid of him.
Issue 30, Siberian Project. Part four, Serpent's Kin. Again, like the names, a little confusing. But the final battle with Rostvao is on the cover. It's the last of the connecting covers, which was pretty cool. Though there's a little bit of coloring mistakes, which kill the vibe. It's still pretty fun to have them. And then yeah, this is that final battle, really. It's like, a big standoff with this supremely powerful being that it seems like they didn't really stand that much of a chance against, other than the fact that Rostvao kind of wanted his shell to be broken open, and
Hurt me more.
exactly right.
I'm unable to read those issues without hearing gray wolf, gray fox.
Yep. You gotta put your guns away and just get in a fist fight with him. It's the only way to get it done, people. But yeah, like you've got a whole squad of paranormals, and they kind of break up into teams, which kind of works well. The art is bad, but we survived.
Yeah, the art during the whole Siberian Project, I was the first issue okay.
Yeah,
It got worse,
it was iffy
and
even from the start. Yeah. But yeah, they end up, I suppose this is where Thomas gets his eye patch, though that seems to happen off screen or off panel. But ultimately, yeah, like without really a lot of casualties on the the Psi-Force or Justice or Paranormal side, besides a few Siberian projectors that get killed for no good reason. Yeah, they pretty much take him out. And as I said before, this was kind of a cool moment where we get a lot of either talking or self-narrating from Rod Spao as he kind of breaks open and becomes a blazing energy skeleton. But he's just can't really hold it together. So eventually they defeat him by flinging Thomas in a protective cube at him. Is that how that one went?
Yeah, I was really of two minds on this. On the one hand, I felt like this fight was more sort of clearly thought out than the Psy-Hawk Rod Strow fight from 25, and there was sort of more strategy and discussion of how attack him here, do this from this angle, we'll distract him in that way. But then, yeah, only one or two casualties, some other like yeah, a guy with godlike powers. He didn't really extend himself too hard. If there was an undercurrent of this guy's gone crazy and that's why he's not fighting very hard, okay. But then that wasn't, I'm kind of pulling that out of thin air more than I saw it on the page.
Yeah, I think there was quite a bit of that. Like, if you kind of crafted your own in between the lines bits of the story, it kind of worked. But, the writer probably shouldn't make you do that, right?
Yeah. Justice's inclusion in this storyline, it only seemed to kind of weaken Justice in some ways of like, is it's like in your book you're this incredible badass, but suddenly everyone around you are paranormal and you're just kind of pew pew pew, it's like
Yeah. Oh, well.
either sort of craft it so that you're that he's making a major strike or the killing blow or something. I honestly, I'll be honest, that Johnny makes sort of the killing blow seems weak to me. I mean, he's not like super powerful, you
You're
know what I
right.
mean?
Just
He's just one of
massive
them kind of powerful. So,
warming up a
either come back
like
together for Psy-Hawk one last time or something, you know what I mean?
yeah
Take it up a level.
that would have been cooler, like Psy-Hawk but with a whole different group's powers, but
Yeah.
we could spend
Oh,
all day.
five, six won't work or whatever, but 60 will. Come on, Medusa Webb.
Oh dang, yeah, that would have been something.
Oh,
Then that.
I noticed something. Oh, no, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say like that as an ending, as like they've overloaded Psy-Hawk, and the entity dies because of too many powers. Like that would have been cool,
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And jot that down for my future.
right? Things just write themselves.
Johnny, there was a Drew Barrymore movie, Firestarter or something. I don't know if I ever noticed before, but something reminded me that that's what Johnny is. He is a pyrokinetic, super dude.
I don't know. It's not that new in the world of comic books, I suppose, but yeah.
I think the like the yeah, I don't know. His the autism was interesting, but like I say, I think it was cinematic. I don't know, but that's all.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to pull off in comics, where you need something from them, you know, like a thought or a word or, you know, some solid facial expressions, and we got none of those things.
Ramos, can you do wooden expressions, no affect?
Yeah.
You got it, boss. Not a problem.
Oh, but yeah, so 30 ends with Justice betraying Psi-Force and kind of blasting Wayne in the back, and then that picks up in the next issue of Justice. From there we go Psi-Force 31, which is kind of like the cool down at the end of all this action kind of part. So they're hanging out with the Medusa Web, where Babel's trying to convince them to join up. Most of them do, other than Kathy. So Kathy's kind of done with all the violence, which kind of makes sense. But the rest of them go into training, survive in the woods against Potiphar and his paintball gun kind of deal. And you would get that nice final showdown where like they get him sort of, and it's just like Lindsay, the weakest member, showing down with Potiphar, who perhaps tried to kill her with a real gun. But she gets the gun, kind of aims it on him, you know, talks about how, you know, she wishes she could get revenge on him for the what was it, Silatochka, the Red Star guy. And but then she chickens out and just kind of shoots to the side of him. So
That was Lindsay's last chance to be cool.
right, it was her last chance to be cool, and she did not become cool, and thus will never become cool. Oh well.
Oh, well.
And then yeah, 32, the final issue, the Fist of Love.
Two, yeah, 31, I don't know. I mean, it was a extra length, and it was two very clearly sort of distinguished parts of it. So would that have originally been two separate issues? Two very boring issues, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, that would have been a little rough.
But maybe possible. I don't
Maybe
know.
possible. 32, I
It's
like.
last
Oh,
couple of issues where you really see, like, we've got to stuff it in, you know.
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna make things happen. 32, I always really like the cover because it's like them in the future, all kind of with grown up and different hair and such. That sort of promise that we never quite get to see. And that's kind of how Psi-Force ends anyway, right? It's just like, you know, they formed up Psi-Force. Like they are actually sort of Psi-Force, this little hit squad as part of the Medusa Web. And we get to see them go on kind of one mission that rounds out the team with that final member, Sidara. And then that's kind of it from there. But yeah, this one was cool because we got some Mark Hazard characters showing up, right? So we had Lincoln Griffin, even though they got his name wrong, and Sergeant Major, even though they sort of killed him ingloriously. It was still kind of cool to see them come back. Still fighting in Afghanistan, as he was doomed to do for the rest of his life, apparently.
We didn't think he would be lasting too much longer with that.
But
Yeah,
yeah. But God, what
the
was their mission even in this one? Like they were trying to get her or blow up some munitions or something?
yeah, there was some depot that they were gonna blow up that I think her rebel group was also attacking at first.
Yeah.
It really sounded as though they knew she was there though, so Medusa Web, or you know, somehow had heard about this girl already and tipped them to her. Yeah. So, double pronged mission. They immediately grab her, go ahead and blow up everything. We're talking a big game about munitions flowing from Russia through Afghanistan into Iran.
Right.
So we thought that was also part of the war setup, but. Yeah, but I mean, the closer we got to the war, the more confused we were because, you know, is Lynn Griffin in the war? That doesn't make sense, does it?
It does not.
Well, it would have made more sense than killing Sergeant Major over randomly. But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so they get their last Psi-Force member. They never get the cool leather jackets, and they kind of ride off into the sunset-ish, right? And
They have a couple of kind of pose-offs at the end. Wayne asks Lindsay to marry him.
that's true,
It's funny to think of the ages here. I think these guys are all 20, 21 by the time the series ends. So they're still sort of college student age.
yeah. Yeah, a lot of shared trauma, though, so
It's true. They grew up quickly on the streets, I guess.
people dying and all that.
Yeah, the was that our last time in Afghanistan? Seems like that was
Yeah, I believe it was.
the you know extra the foreign location we saw the most of in the new U. Don't you guys want to go to Paris or London? Anything? Anyone?
South
No?
American jungle, Libya, I don't know.
So yeah, the future, I mean, we get a glimpse of their mid-90s, I guess. They're still out there somewhere, still, I don't know, a terrorist group cell. I don't know what to call them at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dates on this, I think it says May 13th. And so if that's the sort of latest dated thing in the new universe, it'll come up later in our like when does the war happen
Right.
discussion.
A little hard to pin down.
Little harder.
Perhaps Psi-Force is now,
So
warriors without a nation, you know, try and
there you go.
get some nukes and start their own place where men of war can live out their lives and take on mercenary missions, something, something.
So let's see the notes I had. First off, Tyrone leaving goes nowhere.
Yep.
There's several backup stories which we would touch on, but his you know joining the army doesn't. That's it.
Yeah,
That's no good.
that wouldn't be the end of the world, except they'd kind of built him up as like the world's most powerful paranormal, like with the advanced version of his powers, and then that just all flamed out, and then he lost those abilities to a degree after the Rostov fight with Psyhawk dying, and then he never really did anything since then.
Yeah, I guess that's another aspect of the Serpent's Kin is you got the Psyhawk, and one of the members of it is this like super powerful, and this, it still doesn't defeat him. But Johnny Doe, okay, I don't know. Anyway,
Things, oh
I remember reading something about the writer saying he was there were or the editors. They were trying to get more diversity in the group or something with these, like, let's get Sadara, let's get Johnny. They lost Tyrone and Kathy and the Jewish girl.
right, the
Are you really trying to get diversity?
Russian, Jewish, Asian American, and Black American.
Every white dude in the team, except for Michael Crawley, was like started, ended. Johnny, I don't know. He's as Russian as Stasi, so kind of you just whatever swapped there.
Trying to get more diversity, so they add two characters that look identical. I
Yes.
mean, that was such a
Yes.
joke throughout the end of that series that just
At
kind of
least
killed
three
it, though.
books of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the first one maybe not so much, but for most of that series, the rest of the series, yeah, they were indistinguishable. Unless
Yeah.
Johnny was one half her size.
Right.
Okay.
The whole shaving their heads thing in Siberian Project just did
The
not help anybody. That was such a bad move.
let's make them all wear wigs. I think that'll work even better. Does that
Right.
make sense? No, but it looks the artist can definitely do it that way. I would say the Medusa web just became more bizarre as we went along. Like its rationale, as Babel explained it, is a little weird. But
And it never really went anywhere. Like they
they would
seem
do like
to.
real creepy things, like in the backup stories, like they kill Jake Travis, Potiphar's killing more people, and all this stuff, and then. In the main book, they're like, okay, I guess you're, trustable. Are you? I don't know. And honestly, the idea that the Medusa web is like 10 times larger than the Russian paranormal project, that really seems like, I mean, you're always supposed to, as the hero, you're always supposed to be kind of going uphill, you know what I mean? If your team is 10 times larger than the other team, yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh well.
It's whatever.
Yeah, honestly, I would say the biggest problem with Psi-Force ending was really just the art, right? Like we lost any sense of a regular artist. And then we got like Graham Nolan for an issue and Alan Kupperberg. And then just like Rodney Ramos was not ready for the big time, unfortunately.
Yeah,
And that just killed the Siberian Project, which could have been like a pretty cool concept, I think.
it was better in idea than in execution. I would say the art. Oh man, did that make us work? Yeah. It this is what we said, the timing of okay, you've got a few months left, but we're not, you're going to take any A-level artists off the books, and so you're
Right.
kind of okay, I'm
But
going to limp across the cr finish line with, shooting myself in the foot all the way.
do you have the books in front of you? Like if you do, like issue
They're not in
30,
order.
issue 31. Just that whole cover just makes me chuckle so much with like Wayne in the background making like this jumping out at you and during Halloween scary pose and Thomas, who's supposed to be looking like serious, looking like a 12-year-old dressed up in his dad's suit. Like, it doesn't work, man.
Kathy and Thomas both look like they came back from the future, yeah. Or they were meant to. I don't know. Yeah,
It's rough.
Kathy's got the I don't
Yeah.
know. It's frustrating. It was a the book really, it was the one I knew least about. You didn't know anything about.
Yeah, nothing.
So we both came to this as with the freshest. And oh, I think we watched our hopes dwindle as it went along there. The writing definitely had ambitions. He was trying to make a name for himself, or try to, top himself constantly or something, but he really wanted to go in directions that were pretty far afield from sort of where it started.
Yeah, and I think all of the things that kind of worked in the run-up, like the where Nisiza took over and started, doing some interesting things with the team and breaking them apart and having some of those, issues where they get tracked down by Medusa Web. Like a lot of that stuff worked, but then it all kind of fell apart in the end. I would guess just because the storytelling kind of dies with the art. I mean, I don't want to ha hammer on it too bad, but if it's the same writer, he probably still
Yeah.
knows how to write a good story, but maybe it's just not coming together.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's like a thing we see that even decent artists at times turn in bad issues. Just we just can only assume they were rushed or something. So
Right.
not top of the line artist is rushed, and yeah, I don't know what's going to hit the stands there. It's going to be out there.
Yeah.
out there forever. Anyway, well, let's see. Okay, do we want to rate these things?
Yeah. Final thoughts on Psi-Force? Like the whole of Psi-Force or this clump of Psi-Force? I think we gotta do the
Sure.
whole of Psi-Force, right?
Should we save that for the full new you
Oh, okay.
recap?
If we're doing a full new you recap issue, recap episode 19 or something, then let's save it for that, yeah. Oh yeah, so rating for this bunch, best I can give it is a C.
I'm gonna say C plus. I don't know why I gave that plus there. Yeah, it's frustrations outnumber its triumphs. We went in with a optimistic and I don't know.
The optimism was unjustified.
It was.
I'll give it that I thought the ending worked well. Right? Just like the actual way they ended Psi-Force and gave us a little hint that they're still alive. Like, I can live with that.
I was not mad at the ending, so that I mean it worst it I was neutral to it compared to the other the all the endings. It's yeah, I'm if anything it was one of the better ones.
Correct. That is the
Oh,
correct take.
thank you. Shall we jump onto Justice
Do
number 26 to 32? Justice. Having had
it.
his life almost destroyed by a powerful paranormal, John Tenzin dubbed himself Justice and gave himself a mission to travel the land, find other paranormals, and judge whether or not they are using their powers properly. He did not call himself judgmental or any stupid thing like that.
That's such a dumb name. Nobody would use that.
In a world gone mad. Or at least a world where everything's a joke. He started in, yeah, the season break wasn't perfect for this one because we were building to the climax of a story that had been going on for a while,
Yeah.
where Quill, this assassin, had been sent by apparently other paranormals, a judge, the Forsaken, and told to kill Justice. He takes a shot, kills some other guy in the NSC, creeping crud,
Yep.
and then where are we?
He makes the bad mistake of leaving a dead limo driver inside the car that he keeps driving around.
Right. Let's see. So let's see there. I'm trying to think, yeah, because where we break between the previous thing. Angela has been kidnapped and in 26, and Justice is looking for Quill, who he knows is the assassin, and he gets help from Playback to try to find Quill. Am I right?
Yeah, so in 26 is where she gets nabbed. So,
Okay, he's looking for the guy who shot this other, paranormal.
so he's hunting Quill after.
Before Angela gets, and while he's doing that, Angela is kidnapped from the hospital. Kleenex had been hurt by the Rodstvow Psyhawk fight in the poorest crossover attempt I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, that was a bit weak.
So there's this is like the last time Playback is using her powers to try to locate someone or track something, and they're going through the subways and it's not working. There's a few things with Angela's kind of going on. She finds a cat that is kind of weird. It sparkles or something. And a discarded cat. And we meet Rudy Laialoa, Shutterbug.
Key
Huge
issue,
addition to
first
the cast.
appearance.
Huge addition.
Get your 9.8 grade CGC comic.
So, all lead up there because I think that once Justice realizes Angela is gone, then all hell breaks loose. By all hell means he waits for a phone call from Quill 27. Quill just tells Justice to meet him somewhere, and he's gonna like shoot him, snipe him from some rooftop or something. Justice figures he can handle it, and it's best way to get Angela back. So he goes along with that. But then we see Quill and Angela all the time. Quill is getting crazier and crazier. And he starts telling her all this stuff about how he become a killer early in his life,
Yeah,
his
a bad
killing
interaction
his
with a girl.
so it's looking very rapey for a while there. We get like, oh, is Justice gonna do crash in through the door or something? There's more weirdness coming. Like a hotel detective who tries to help her gets shot a bunch of times and still keeps trying to get Quill. She runs for it into a cemetery that's nearby, and as Quill finds her again and is ready to kill her, we finally find what her paranormal power is. It's been hinted at for quite a while, but her paranormal power is to raise the dead. So this entire cemetery, including the chauffeur who was stuffed in the trunk of the car for a week, maybe.
Yeah, because like he runs away from all the zombies and tries to get away in the limo, but then the limo driver like claws through the back seat and the zombie limo driver pays him back.
So it is a tour de force. The art is awesome. Writing is very tense, and the build up, and then just this crescendo of a confrontation is just great.
Yeah, it also has that really sweet, like all pencil, like dream sequence, too.
Yeah, there's a it's like some style experimentation. It looks great all the way through. So yeah, Lee Weeks really turning in his first class work there. So where does it go from there?
Well, uphill, I imagine, right?
Thank it. Now that we've hit this new plateau, it'll be only uphill. The first thing that happens is Angela sort of crashes out and goes semi-comatose.
Yeah. Well, the real
It's
first thing that happens is Mike Gustavich takes over as Art because Lee Weeks must have burned himself out on that last one.
yeah, it's a
So,
there was times when Gustavich was doing the inking a lot of the time, but yeah, there was a special inker for the cemetery one too. Generally is fine, but they'll also give Gustavich the pencil chores, and he can do like a lot of the stuff similar to Weeks, but yeah, I don't know. It doesn't always work out so well. You can we have a rather slow issue, which okay, that's fine. 26 Psi-Force was slow as heck. Where Justice is waiting for Angela to wake up at the hospital. Then he is getting crazier and crazier. I'm not quite sure what's going on with Angela. You ever think it's you, Angela? It's not all these men that you choose, you know? Anyway, the
maybe Justice really died instead of waking up from the dream, and she's been keeping him alive this whole time with her powers.
so after sort of a tortured issue of Justice not getting a response from Angela, he decides he's got like a new mission from God, which he always kind of had. That was always like nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, I gotta get me one of those.
It's you got to be a little more receptive to the big guy. Come
I
on.
guess, right?
He decides that the he made a mistake, not killing Rhodes and Psy-Hawk, and he's going to correct that, and that's what's going to bring Angela back. So this is what sets up several more issues. The Medusa Webb around this time comes knocking, asking if they can borrow justice, which is weird.
Yes.
Terrence Updike and the NSC are supposedly these big shots. I don't know. Justice is like, yeah, let's do that. I need to ride to Russia, so let's go. That's where we leave at the end of 28. 29. So that's, I don't know if you'd call it a part of the crossover tech. Okay. Definitely 29 and 30 are Siberian Projects 3.5 and 4.5.
Yes.
We discussed before, it would have been awesome if they had appropriate covers. I think the Lee Weeks covers for those were nice, but if they had the same like design style and you could slip them in the Siberian Project, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. I'm just now realizing that the cover of 29 is like the Rod's Faust skull in the background.
I realized that super late in the day, so yeah, I know what you mean. It's a 28. The cover is very memorable. It's the one where it looks like Justice is eating a girl in a bed. I think we were gonna do takeoffs on that, but somehow that didn't work out.
Right. Somebody mentioned how much they liked that cover on like the Facebook fan page, but I didn't say anything because I didn't want to ruin it for them.
I mean, it's a grabby graphic, and all that. But yeah, it's a deadly dull issue, and Justice comes off looking like a jerk. All he does is yell at doctors who, I mean, no one hates those medical, jerks more than I do. Well, but
Don't you know someone that works in a hospital?
I literally worked in a med school for several years, but I
That's
can only tell
where
you
the spite came from.
familiarity breeds not love. Anyway, these interstitial issues, 29, Justice is I guess we go over to Psi-Force, where Justice is in on the ground attack against Siberian Project. So in 29 Justice, the battle continues. These they're on the making their getaway. They've grabbed Psi-Force and are being chased by the Russians, and they land somewhere in the woods, and there's a fight between Justice, Medusa Webb, Psi-Force versus Russian soldiers and the Red Sun. What's left of them. It's fine. It's been a while. No, it's a let's see. Again, it's a little overpowered on one side, and Justice himself is supposed to be one of the most powerful paranormals. So, okay, he again doesn't sort of shine as much in these group interactions as I would have hoped.
Yeah, the biggest moment really was like he was fighting oh shoot, what was the monster woman's name?
Yeah, but no, yeah.
Thank you. He was kind of fighting her and like Thomas kind of breaks in to help out and then is kind of like brutally like beating her to death, which is not putting you in Justice's win column as like if he's trying to decide whether or not they're violent, dangerous, and need to be put down, he was kind of making the point there. So I think that was kind of the nicest moment I thought of that one.
It's a good setup. Is that even the you know, it's sort of, it's a early stage still. You've got the fight at Siberian Project. You've got now this first stage fight in the snow against one stage. And at the end, you've got Rodspow finally showing up. And everyone is just, ah. Even the other Russians are fear for their lives at this point. Rostov's gone completely mental, apparently. It's okay, but I remember I was reading Justice. I don't honestly remember any of this part of it. I can only assume I would it was confused as heck, you know.
Right.
I had not read Psi-Force, and so who are these people? What's this fight about? I don't get any of it. So, well, it's a trying to remember now that the one character who was killed, there was like one issue where she was like, I gotta get out of this and stop doing this. This will be my last mission. Very next issue, she's killed.
Yeah.
I still like that as
I think
just
that all happened in the
prognostic
same
power.
issue, like, but that was in Psi-Force, I think, right?
Okay, like it was probably the Psi-Force stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Justice is not much of a team player, as it turns out. But okay, we switch back to Siberian Project 4, where the final stage is everyone versus Rostow. That ends, with, as you said, Justice sort of standing over, having used the sword on in at Wayne, struck him down from behind. Maybe that was my favorite moment of Psi-Force. That was a pretty strong like image there. Like,
Right.
if I'd have believed for a minute that he actually killed Wayne, I would have.
Yeah. It didn't help that that's not how his powers work, but.
You can't sort of ratchet it down, yeah. The final issue was then a like a sequel where you have everyone tied together mentally by Wayne as he's kind of losing consciousness. He links them all up, and you've got this sort of mental construct where Justice and Psi-Force all kind of confront and interact. And it's his what's ju Justice's judgment of Psi-Force. Again, they try to excuse some of the like collateral damage they've done over the their run, but I think a lot of it comes down to Lindsay at the end
Yep.
saying that she didn't want to do some of that maybe she reminded him enough of his own daughter, Angela. Somehow this was enough to kind of break the spell of the I've got to kill everyone to balance the scales plan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ultimately, she kind of agreed with him that like they had gone wrong and gone bad and shouldn't be off killing people and taking on the CIA and all this stuff. And maybe that's like
That's why we're going to join the Medusa web and go around killing
their
people.
Well, at least like one of them had a conscience left, right? And then the reminder of the daughter, and that was kind of enough. But there was also like they were setting up the next plot by like a couple scenes here and there in the last two issues of Miriam getting kidnapped and like the other NSC guys wandering around Coney Island looking for something.
Yeah, at least in 29, they start going to Coney Island to check out if there's some paranormals hanging around there. Could have just gone over to Manhattan where they're walking around every street open. But anyway, the team of Miriam, Chauncey, and Rudy, aka Shutterbug, all go up to Coney Island and disappear under mysterious circumstances. So when Justice comes back in 31,
One. You're sure he's going to spring right into action, right?
He takes a nap. I
Okay.
mean, what? First, Angela is out and is already training, so she's up and around. He tells them like he'll go check it out as soon as he gets a chance to rest up. As I said, the timing on Justice is actually much more compressed over those last few issues than any of the other series.
Right.
Most of them kind of jump ahead month to month, and Cyforce jumps a lot. But Justice gets off the plane from Russia and he goes right into this mission. Goes up to Coney Island. Angela is coming along with him, whether he likes it or not. And as we see the team, they've been captured by this very sketchy group of paranormals called the Forsaken, which we see a couple of them that we've recognized from before. I think Seraph already is there.
Yep.
And are working under the leadership of a guy named Judge Mental, who is the one who is giving Quill all his orders all along. So we tie up the Quill storyline, and the questions that came up then are that this group in Coney Island had their a member that could foretell the future or something. She foretold a confrontation with Justice, and so they sent this guy to go kill him so they would be safe, right?
Didn't work out.
He did not work out, so Justice is still coming. And they capture these agents and are kind of threatening, but also kind of just weird.
Yeah.
But at this point, things seem very compressed, and we get a final issue with Lee Weeks is not in evidence, and the guest artist seemed very rushed.
Yep,
So
with us a squad of inkers, which generally is a bad sign.
I was just looking at the first appearance of Justice. Someone posted that on the Facebook page the other day, and it also like inked by this guy, and Jack Fury. So Justice and the Inkers. I don't know. So what was the end? The end was Justice and Angela show up. Judgmental is and Seraph are crazy and dangerous. They say they sort of are making this refuge for paranormals to come to, but they seem like just dangerous. There's a Captain Brooklyn, who is at least better than Captain Manhattan, for what that's worth.
But they
So
murder him pretty quickly.
in weird dark humor fashion, they murder him, and then they wait for Justice, who shows up with Angela. There's a confrontation. Judgmental goes down pretty fast, kind of pulls a fast one, and then it's Justice versus Seraph for the end, to rescue the NSC agents. In the end, Justice decides that he is going to stay with the Forsaken and be their leader.
For some
And
reason.
Angela, I guess, is going to come along, and even Kleenex, maybe. So.
What better for a guy who sneezes around paranormals to live with a giant squad of paranormals,
It was inevitable. Inevitable.
right?
The end of Justice was down there as
Yeah, the saddest part, I think, was just that there wasn't that much of a need to rush it, I don't think. Like, it doesn't really tie into any of the other endings. So if they'd pushed it back a couple weeks and then let Lee Weeks draw it, I think that would have made a big difference.
that would have helped a lot, but
I mean, it wouldn't have helped everything, but Like a
I'd have to
bad.
say, looking back over not just this season, but the last two seasons, Peter David has a lot of strengths as a writer, and then he has weaknesses, and he's good with dialogue and little quips, and there's always a character who makes a joke. It's entertaining as it goes along, but I mean, I don't know if he was his pacing was off in the first place. Like, if you're jumping onto the Hulk and you start on like issue 350, you're probably not that worried about the Hulk getting canceled at issue 470. You know what I mean? Justice really needed to feel like the hot breath of cancellation on his neck the whole time. If he wanted to accelerate something, I don't know.
I mean, it might be kind of better for the final discussion, but as much as Peter David loved this character and then like carried him on into other works or like other versions and stuff, like he shows up in Spider-Man 2099 for some reason. I don't think he was a good fit for the character. Like the high points for me are still like the Archie Goodwin like first issue Justice, where he's kind of like the Terminator, and then the Keith Giffen and I think was it Roger Stern or I forget who the other writer was paired with him in those dark moody issues. Like that was kind of peak Justice, where he's just this force with a little bit of a personality, but not the dad and that kind of stuff. So it's not peak Justice. It
It
has its
is not,
moments, but I mean, if the best moment is Angie doing something cool, that's a problem, right?
It's not the Angie Justice. Yeah, that's yeah, the landing was so messed up that it sort of discolors a lot of what went before. I don't know if it would have, if you know, a stronger finish would have left me happier with some of this, because it just, you know, felt dragging at various times. It could be, you'd have, let's say, like, you know, issues were kind of on and off. This one's good. This one, oh, okay, we're doing this. Okay. And now this one's good. And now this one's dull. Yeah, I don't know.
It had
That's where we left it.
some really good high points throughout, leading
Sure.
to a good high point, but that was like issue 27, and then it just kind of winded down from there.
Yeah, I don't know
Whereas
if
Psi-Force, I think, was just kind of in decline.
again, the ambition of the Siberian Project, good, and a crossover between the two of them, an interesting idea that could have gone somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, in the final analysis, was that just a dis unnecessary distraction? I don't know.
A lot of missed opportunities to have like some cool action stuff too, where Justice is really, taking it to these paranormals, but then he ends up just kind of, like the cover of 32 is like him standing there in his, trench coat with his hands in his pockets, and that ends up being kind of a big deal because he like picks up a gun and he's just kind of standing around, and then just shoots Judgmental out of the pocket. And it's like, oh, like you could just vaporize him. Like there's all sorts of cool things you could have done, like a nice
Yeah,
moment there.
his pockets don't shield his hands from working or something, that maybe the
Yeah, he's got
paranormals
his
didn't
hands in his
understand it.
pockets. There's nothing to
Yeah, don't
worry
take him
about.
out, he's dangerous. Yeah, I don't know what that was. So let's see. So overall, I had strong feelings for Justice, the early days especially, and yeah, it is it's it felt deflated as we got to the end. I don't know, that maybe again also a question for the overall arc. Peter David starts with Merc, which was supposed to have some family stuff. He eventually gets Justice and drags a bunch of family issues into that. Okay, I don't.
Yeah.
It wasn't as cute as Scotty and Mark Hazard. It's
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, I felt like that worked well with Mark Hazard because he needed that counter as a very normal, real person. But, magical, judgy, vaporizing guy doesn't need to be tied down by Angie. And then, honestly, a boring cast of side characters that don't really do much of anything. Right.
Yeah, if we'll jump into the what was a problem, weak supporting cast is correct. You ding ding ding. Yeah, the looking back at early days where you would have Justice paired with someone, I mean that's great. It would usually, have a have some interaction that would illuminate Justice or something. Man, the cast from the NSC, yeah, no. And
Almost would have been cool if he had like hooked up with Nightmask instead of throwing Nightmask into that mess with the draft and the army, which ended poorly. And like they could have an interesting sort of odd couple type situation. Yeah.
also good, yeah.
But I don't know. Something. It needed something. It never got it.
Yeah, the
I didn't really buy into the whole like his new mission and feeling like it was his fault that Angie was sort of comatose kind of thing. Like it just seemed like it came a little bit out of nowhere.
it had a he would have like this sort of religious impulse, but never really talk about it even as much as, to sort of figure out where he's coming from with it. I don't know. It
Yeah, I
wasn't
mean, I guess they
great.
kind of tried to set it up with like the Justice Brigade and how things kept going poorly as he was kind of trying to do his judging the paranormals thing, but it didn't seem to quite fit. And then like that should have kind of set up the ending too, where he kind of takes the turn and now he's going to be like the leader of the paranormals instead of judging them harshly, but it still felt off, like it didn't really work.
Yeah, something more like he sacrifices himself to save them or something would have. I've learned something. Okay, I gotta die now. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the side characters got a lot of time for very little payoff. Sometimes there was inconsistencies with the powers. That was more the crossover, I think, than anything. But it would be like, I'm super badass. And then he's crossed over. Yeah, I'm okay. Pew pew. And then like they're like mental face off. I'm super badass again. Okay. Which is it? Which is it?
Pick one.
Yeah, it is difficult to see the characterization arc that I mean, it seemed, Seraph was way back then. So this whole arc seems like it was the plan all along. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the sh art. The art, yes.
Yeah. I mean, the art kind of goes from amazing to good to whatever that awful last issue was.
Hodgepodge. So let's see what worked. Those are good.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about like the end of that Quill storyline. Like that was kind of the best part.
Quill
And
was a decent enough character. I mean, he wasn't himself a paranormal, but he had been loaned power somehow by these Forsaken or the Judge or something. So he wasn't, he didn't lack, being a significant challenge to justice. And, the crazy psycho killer, that's a good person to send justice after.
yeah. Yeah, and I would put Lee Weeks's good work here, kind of like at the top of New Universe art. So like when he's on, which I think is honestly just like when they gave him enough time to get it done. Because I've seen some of his other comics work, and it's just kind of impressive. But Yeah, so like when he's given time to shine, you know, it's great. When they when he's a little bit rushed, it's still pretty good. So, you know, I think that was a high point. And especially I'm glad that they after what happened with Psi-Force, like having him stay on the series for the most part through to the end was nice and uncommon for the new universe. He's no Paul Ryan, but he did pretty good.
Fair enough. Yes. It was good. I the inking really, you know, added or subtracted from it,
It
issue to
did.
issue.
It did.
So yeah, we end up with the Justice as King of Coney Island, judge and protector of the paranormals.
Don't think either of us really like that.
Yeah, it somehow, I'm not just saying it wasn't what I expected, but it wasn't. It doesn't feel like it's built like a appropriate in some ways. Even like with him having learned lessons. Yeah, I don't know. I
No,
don't know.
no.
We
I
didn't, it
mean,
just sat poorly with us, yeah.
right. It's like if you take the coolest, most badass combat guy and just, you know, let his supporting cast take over and then kill him off. Like, it's not a good ending, you know? It's like you take the coolest, like, most badass paranormal, you know, and just kind of don't do much with him. And then he sits in a chair at the end. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Not
He's
feeling it.
issued a new injunction against Voight, who was going to deport some more people. So it's another, anyway, district. So yeah, Justice overall, we were, I think, also optimistic. And while it had a quick peak, and then it was just a lot of disappointment afterwards.
Let down.
So yeah, we were not doing so good in terms of the wraps for the series so far. I would say for season five, oh man, is it better or worse? I'll take the C on that as well,
You're
or
gonna lower, yeah.
slightly lower, yeah.
I've given it a C plus because it had more redeeming features than the Psi-Force ending bits, I thought. Yeah. There was a bit of a reversal where I kind of liked the way Psi-Force's story ended, and I didn't really like the way Justice's story ended, but I think Justice had a better high point, whereas at least this last bit of Psi-Force was all felt like low point. So yeah, C plus for Justice, season five.
Oh. Well, we're ready to dig on into the rest of the new universe season five, but I see by the clock on the wall and the sun coming through the window that it's perhaps enough for now. So I guess we'll hold it for now. We'll split this into two episodes, and next episode we will cover the ends of DP7 and the Star Brand, along with the war and those random filler backup issues.
Come and laugh at us while we try and do four stories in the same amount of time we just did two stories. I'm sure that'll work great. Like George R.R. Martin, we'll be on time. Get this trilogy done. See you.
Well, you know, we've been hoping to looking for a way to extend the New Universe podcast and just, you know, beating to death every last issue. Maybe that's the way to do it.
Right. The next series will be what is the best page 15 of every new universe comic? Let's go through them all one at a time. Right.
Oh.
So as we joke, we are also dragging this on. So, yes, we'll see you next week.
Awesome.